Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. I have around this table what is affectionately known as the Dream Team. They're from Clover. I have with me Samantha Long, who is a special events coordinator, and Alicia Griffith, who is the Main Street director. I have to get all these things right. And ladies, how are you doing? You're just smiling. You say
we're
hi.
Great. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Now, this is going to be the most interesting part, because I've told them both we have to find out who they are. So you think I'm going to start over here, right? But
uh-oh.
I'll let you off the hot shot. Okay, Samantha, tell us a little bit about you.
I am Sam Long. I am from Clover, graduated from Clover High School. I've grown up the majority of my life in Clover. I spent a few years elsewhere and then found myself back home. I've worked for the town for 2.5 years now, special events coordinator, so I get to plan all the fun community events in town. I'm a mom. I have a 4-year-old daughter who keeps me busy when I'm not at work. That's a little bit about me.
So what do you think about Clover getting a second high school?
I think it's definitely needed. You can drive by Clover High School and at any time and see the student parking, you know, everywhere but the parking lot there.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be a big year for Clover next year. A lot of changes coming to our school district, which are interesting. But I think that change is good and that growth is happening and that hopefully it will give a better experience to all of our students at the high schools. To have a comfortable space to go to school. So definitely an exciting year next year. Clover's opening 3 new schools.
Oh, yeah.
Elementary, a middle, and a high school next
year. It's amazing.
Year.
Absolutely amazing what they're doing up there.
Yes.
Sheila Quinn's done a very good job as your superintendent.
Yes.
Okay. Sitting in the green room over here, and we've asked her to join us now, signing autographs.
Out of timeout.
We got her out of timeout because she was misbehaving before the show.
That's right.
Alicia Griffith. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
All right, you've prepped for this now. This is your opportunity to tell everybody a little bit about you.
All right, well, I'll try to keep it short, but my name is Alicia Griffith. I was not born and raised in Clover, but we came here like 20-ish years ago. I have a 22-year-old, I have a 19-year-old, and an 18-year-old, a senior at Clover High School this year.
I thought you were just a teenager.
I know, well, thanks.
Good for you.
And yeah, I've been doing the Main Street director thing for a little over 4 years. I have a business as well in town, Carolina Chocolate Company as well.
So that you didn't bring any samples?
I know. I'm sorry. Samantha didn't give me any time. She was rushing me. We were going to be late. I had to keep telling her we got to go. I don't know.
Yeah, I think what happened, you ate the samples on the way down the road is what happened. Well, good for you. And how long have you had your business?
So 2013, so 13 years.
How do you run a business and still do this as well?
I have 3 kids that help a lot, and then I have a really good staff as well.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, so you hit the nail on the head over here. Sam, do they call you Sam?
Yes.
All right, Sam. When you said that Clover is growing, and what piqued my interest in this was you had a fairly sizable announcement here a couple of weeks ago that you were very involved with, right, Alicia?
Mm-hmm.
That had to do with the Small Business Development Corporation over here at Winthrop and some special programming to rehab older buildings up there. Tell me about this thing.
Yes. So John Blomberg is with the SBDC and the Small Business Administration, and he also is a professor over at Winthrop. And I jumped up this idea of what would it be like to get, you know, an investor and a preservationist and all these people in front of business owners or building owners in particular to let them know what types of benefits and tax credits are out there for them. To take advantage of, and how and what it can look like to come alongside of an investor and have them redevelop their property, but they still will hold ownership of their property. So it was a really good, insightful Main Street, South Carolina. Jenny was there as well with, like I said, some key players. Chris Rogers from Rogers Lewis Law Firm in Columbia, who was part of a huge project up there of revitalizing an old mill-type space. Right. Right outside of USC, actually, is kind of what they redeveloped, and lots of other projects. And Shaw Kuster out of Chester was also there as the investor portion of it, developer, to talk about just the different investments and to give a visual of this is what an old building that hadn't been utilized in several years looked like prior to. These are the things that we were able to take advantage of and come alongside, you know, Robert Lewis Law Firm and with their preservationist and some of the credits and stuff that are available, as well as a small business administration and how they can help and utilize different resources that are available that people don't know about.
Yeah.
So it was very insightful. We had a lot of really good feedback about it. So
I was going to say, what kind of response did you get after the presentation?
It was a really good response. We had, I think, over 50 people attend, which was great. I wish that more people could have attended. We had our friends over in York came. The mayor from York came, as well as some business owner or building owners over there as well, and some neighboring municipalities as well were there. So it was really good, and I think that the response and feedback that we got was, when are we doing it again? When can we offer it? When can we invite more people? You know, this is information that needs to get out there. It's just educating people on the resources that are available.
So has anybody stepped up, and I don't care about names, has anybody stepped up and said, okay, I'd like to sit down and talk turkey with you. Here's my building. I need some help with that, blah, blah, blah.
So, yes. So there were a lot of discussions between people that attended the meetings and our speakers and exchange of information to kind of further deep dive into, okay, how can this help my particular building or my particular location?
Now, when you come into Clover, and I guess it's on Highway 321.
Yes.
There's a great big old, whatever that is, an old mill.
The old mill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, is that where you did your press conference over there? Or somebody got their eyes on that building and looking to do something with that thing?
So, you know, there's always conversations going on behind the scenes about that particular property. It's obviously not owned by us. So all we do is kind of put the, you know, connect the dots. And I think eventually one day, maybe sooner than later, something amazing could happen with that space.
What's that building called?
It's the American Thread Building.
That's it, the American Thread Building.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me like that would be a prime target for something like this. And with Clover growing, first thing that came to my mind, could you rehab that building and make it into a bunch of apartments?
I think that would be an amazing idea.
Yeah. Seems to me she has more than she she has more she could tell me, but she's not getting. Yeah. Okay.
I connect the dots. That's all.
All right. So we've got some interest that came from this meeting.
Yes.
And they're doing some tire kicking right now, but basically this will be a not only a way for them to vision what their building could look like, mm-hmm. based on the testimonials they got from Shaw Kuster and others.
Correct.
But it would be how tax credits work, mm-hmm. if you rehab these buildings, how you could get some loans if you needed that. I mean, that's what it basically was.
Absolutely. And I think what people don't understand is the average cost of having a building sit without anybody in it is like over $300,000 is the cost to the town. I mean, there's a lot of numbers that are involved in that, but I mean, it's not doing your community any good to have a building just sit there. So, you know, how can we help and encourage and offset maybe some costs and educate people to how they can offset some costs to revitalize their
property? You know, my wife has said to me 10,000 times, every time we drive through a community, why doesn't somebody have some rule or regulation that would take these abandoned buildings mm-hmm. and force the owners to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't answer that question.
Well, you know? And I think it gets a little tricky, too, because, you know, it's like me telling you, you have to do something with something you own. I mean, that's not well received either. So I think it's a lot more helpful to say, okay, I'm not going to tell you what you have to do, but let me give you some tools that then you can decide for yourself of what could be possible and what you could do.
All right. So that program is there, and we'll see whether somebody takes advantage of it, and
absolutely.
Hopefully they will. They will.
Yep.
All right. So, Sam, you've been awful quiet over here. You've had nothing
letting her do all the talking.
You've had nothing to do with this at all?
No, not
don't lie to me now. Don't lie to me.
Alicia and I work together, so, you know, helping support
she
her.
She helps me a lot. She definitely, she jumps in the car and does all kinds of fun stuff and gets things. And
all right, so what else is growing in Clover? Clover's I've talked with the mayor about nuts and bolts types of things, infrastructure, what have you. Mm-hmm. I know there's several developments going on outside of the actual town limits, mm-hmm. which obviously put pressure on the town itself
yeah.
to provide the various services that need to be provided.
Right.
But what do you see right now as far as what's coming down the pike?
Lots of families in Clover moving to Clover. I think our school district obviously is a very attractive school district in the county. You know, specifically York County has wonderful schools, but I do think that Clover has an attractive school district, which, you know, is bringing the families to us. So as far as my role in the overall picture is you know, giving our community something to do. Why do people want to live in Clover? Why do people want to come to Clover who don't live in Clover for things to do? So rather than going to Belmont or Charlotte or Gastonia, how do we keep people funneling to Clover, you know, for nights out with their families or their spouses? And obviously that goes into the overall economic health of the town. So my portion is to provide a attractive evening for, you know, families to do in Clover, but the overall picture of that is that then they come back to Clover and they shop at our local businesses. And instead of going to Belmont, you know, for dinner the next time they want to do something, that they've seen something or they've heard something in Clover, and so they come back to Clover. And so keeping the, you know, the overall circle going in our town is to get people to come, but then to get them to come back, and then to get them to spend their money at our local businesses so that our local businesses are profitable, and that just goes into the overall health of our entire community.
I tell you, one of your local businesses that I go to fairly regularly is my buddy Clint Boyd at Saltwater Seafood.
That's yep. right. Yep.
And he is a very unique individual mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. who believes in local products from the ocean, right?
That's right.
He doesn't want them imported from wherever.
That's
been
right.
very vocal about the legislation to make sure that people know where their shrimp is coming from and mm-hmm. where their fish is coming from.
Yep.
And he seems to do a very good business up there.
Yes. Yes. And they have grown. I think they have three businesses now, but they started in Clover. That family there from Clover, they actually started years ago before they had their brick and mortar store. They started selling produce and selling meats at a farmer's market in Clover. They did it just out of the back of their car, and then their business grew and grew, and now they have multiple brick and mortar yeah. stores that they run. So yeah, they're one of Clover's shining star success yeah. stories, because they really have built something so special in Clover and beyond. But yeah, they are a wonderful business that we have.
He actually gets in his truck, goes down to the coast,
yep.
the Beaufort area, wherever,
yep.
several times a week,
yep.
and brings back the stuff. It's amazing how he does
yep.
it. Now,
yes.
tell me about some of the other, you mentioned that if I was going to go out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have no idea what your restaurant fare is
okay.
in downtown Clover.
Uh-huh.
So throw it out to me.
So I guess it depends on what you want. So if you want a
I can handle anything.
Okay. Clover Harvest is one of, in my opinion, the best. They're a farm-to-table restaurant. So they're not on Main Street. They're on North Main, so they're less than a half a mile from our Main Street area. But all of their all of their dishes are farm to table selections, so they're an always a go to. Then if you want a greasy cheeseburger and some cheese fries, Eagle's Nest is always the place to go for just the best cheeseburger you can have. South Main on the other end of town is wonderful. That's one of our favorite lunch spots to go to. And then of course right on Main Street, Victoria's is known for their delicious breakfasts. And then Brick and Mortar is the coffee shop on Main Street. But they're open.
So you got a bunch.
Yeah.
You got a bunch.
Clover Station, Cattle Car.
There's, jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come to Clover hungry.
That's right. That's right. Hungry and
spend
thirsty.
The day.
That's right.
Go from one restaurant to the other restaurant.
That's right.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break, because I know Alicia over here can't wait to tell everybody about Substation 2, right? But we do want to tell you that we are broadcasting live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Our program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relaxing with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. You can find out more about them online at andersongriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Okay, here we go. We're here at Substation 2. Where is Tommy? Tommy over there? All right, we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week. How do we do it? In the white letters at the count of three. Are we all ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. A couple of members of the Dream Team from Clover are with us today. Samantha Long, who is the Special Events Coordinator for the town of Clover, and Alicia Griffith, who is the Main Street Director. Okay, what does the Main Street Director do?
Manny, and sometimes I don't even know what I do.
There you go. We just had your job review.
A little bit of everything. It's all encompassing. I mean, one day I might be a project manager for a parking lot. The next day I might be, you know, trying to implement farmers markets to get more people to shop downtown and shop local. I'm, you know, help with facade grants. We created a Main Street grant program where we help people that do take older buildings and they're refurbishing them to put a business in them, that we at least help offset some of those costs with the facade. So the investment for private, you know, public is huge, because they're investing sometimes over $500,000 into the property, and we're just offsetting that by a little bit. But the goal is for them to be able to roll that back into either their employees or their business. So I don't know, a little bit of everything.
So again, not knowing a whole lot about downtown Clover, do we have a bunch of empty buildings down there?
Okay, so I would like to say within the last 4 years, we have added over 20 businesses.
Oh
so, I mean, we are growing at a very positive, healthy rate for a lot of these businesses. I mean, most of the businesses, minus a few that Samantha mentioned a little bit earlier, they're all new businesses within the last few years, which is great.
Yeah.
We do still have several buildings that we would love to have businesses in and have them occupied, obviously, because like Samantha said, we want our residents in the community who live in Clover to have something to do in Clover so they don't have to go, you know, elsewhere.
But that's pretty good. I mean, if you brought in 20 new businesses in the last 4 years, that's pretty good. So we had more empty buildings than we do now, is what you're telling me.
Yes, or some of them changed ownership,
yeah, gotcha.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But
okay, Sam. I like that, Sam. Samantha, Sam. All right. Your job is to create special events.
Correct. Right?
Okay. Take me through. Here we are. The month of May is about gone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any special events left for May besides Memorial Day?
Next week, we are doing a kickoff to summer party, which is just the last night of school for the kids. So at the park, we'll have the splash pad will be running late. We'll have inflatables, a DJ, face painter. So it's essentially just an evening for children who don't have to go to bed early to come to the park and let some of their end of the school year energy out. So that'll be taking place next Friday.
All right. So are we pretty much silent during the summer? Like June?
No.
No. Okay.
No. We do a farmer's market series that is May through October. That's the first Saturday of each month, so we'll do that. June, we are taking July off from the farmer's market because in July 4th is on the first Saturday of the month.
Sure.
We have, for the past 2 years, done a 5K and a golf cart parade on July 4th. So we're continuing those two events this year. But with it being a big year for America, 250th, we're going to do an additional event at the park on that Saturday. So on July 4th, we'll start with a 5K, then we'll have a decorative golf cart parade, and then from 10 to 2 at the park, we'll have a concert, face painter, balloon artist, inflatables, food truck. So it'll just be a fun morning / afternoon for people to kick off their 4th of July holiday with us in Clover. So that's the next bigger event that's coming down the pipeline for
so
right now.
Do you try to have something going on like every month?
Oh, yeah. We have at least two events every month. Two is the minimum that we have. October is probably our busiest month. October,
okay.
I think we're up to like 5 or 6 events now. But yes, we have at least 2 or 3 events a month.
How do you compete with football?
Football is interesting this year because of the Lake Wylie High School opening. Lake Wylie and Clover will share Memorial Stadium. So in the past, we had a few Friday nights to avoid with football. This year, basically every Friday night throughout the entire season, we'll have a home football game, which is exciting. So that was something that we had to work around this year was introducing double the amount of home football games that we'll have. So we, you know, move things around. We have a really great relationship with the school district. I think we're very lucky in that. A lot of, you know, we work well together with the school district. So working with the athletic department there to see what the schedule looks like so that we can avoid overlap with football games because, like, I guess every small town, Friday night football is, we're not going to compete with Friday night football in Clover.
What did they say years ago? There's nothing closer to home than the home team.
That's right. That's
the smaller
right.
the community, the more important those local events are there.
That's right. Yep.
And by the way, we're very proud to cover all the games for the Clover Blue Eagles and
that's
the Lake
right.
Wylie, what are they called? We know. Lake Wylie, we don't even know.
Chargers?
You don't know. That's good. For the Lake Wylie football team.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so you got something going on all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
So your focus is pretty much limited, not limited, is focused in on events, event planning.
Correct, yes.
And the town and the town budgets that for you.
That's correct.
So you have money to pay for the bands and pay for this and pay for that, I guess.
Correct,
okay.
Yes. All right. Yeah, and we're in budget season right now, which is always an interesting time
well,
for municipalities.
Hey, all you got to say is, look, you want me to do this stuff. Someone's got to pay for it.
That's right. Right? That's right.
Tell Mayor Leg that he's got to give you a leg up, right?
That's right. Yes.
Why not?
We'll tell him Manning said so.
Why not? Right. Please tell him that. Yeah, tell him that. Good for you. All right, yeah. So back to the actual, I want to get the Main Street director. You guys do a lot of stuff together?
We do.
Yeah. Your job is to fill the buildings.
Correct.
Her job is to make sure the people are filling the buildings mm-hmm. to yep. do business. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah. Right.
So what do you have on your, I guess, your to-do list for the rest, let's say for the rest of the summer, in terms of stuff you're going to be doing besides making chocolate at your chocolate store?
Well, we're going to be finishing the parking lot, so we'll have plenty of parking for our community members and everybody that comes to shop in our local right. Shops. And obviously, Samantha is doing some fun events to bring people in as well. Then we'll be planning for the revitalization of the streetscape to make it more pedestrian friendly. And we are revitalizing our little Centennial Pocket Park area. It used to be a building way back in the day, but it was made out of wood. And so it was taken down. And now it's a little pocket park. So we're going to just make that a more inviting community gathering space. So lots of planning. And
tell me about the streetscape. What are you going to be doing?
We're really looking at updating possibly some infrastructure that is needed, as well as making the sidewalks and the street more pedestrian friendly for walkability purposes, and making some of the entrances easier for ADA compliance, and just making it aesthetically beautiful for our town residents.
I mean, are you in a design phase for this
we
right
are.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about dollars to do this? Are you looking for grant money to do this, or is it being?
We were awarded or earmarked some money from the state to do some of this, and then hopefully, because obviously it's going to cost a lot of money, and so we want to do as much. We want to stretch it as far as we possibly can, and we just want to do right by how we use that money.
So when do you expect this is going to get underway?
As soon as the parking lot project is finished, which it is nearing completion, then we're like diving right into making that happen. So with anything government, I feel like it could be, you know, a little bit longer than...
S-L-O-W. I got it.
We'll meet about it a few hundred times, I'm sure.
And while you're doing that, the price of everything is going up.
That's
you know that.
Right. That is correct.
Okay.
But this is this was started, 3 years ago, I think, in the planning phase as far as having an engineering firm give us some preliminary drawings. And now we're really just trying to refine that. And like I said, to make those dollars stretch as far as possible and to make it to where it's smart. We don't just want to cover something up to make it look pretty. We want to really think about the future and what it's going to do infrastructure-wise to be able to not only look great, be efficient, but then also sustainable for the
future.
So
do you think this construction is going to get underway this year?
I hope so.
You hope so. Won't be completed this year, though.
No.
Not at all.
No. I would love to say yes, but no.
All right, well, the bottom line is a lot's going on in Clover. Ladies, yes. Thank you for being here to bring us up to speed with all this.
Thank you for having
Samantha
us.
Samantha Long and Alicia Griffith, the two nuts and bolts that make Clover run and make Bo Leg look good.
That's right.
All right, well, thank you for being here today, and have a thank safe you. Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relaxer with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Okay, one more time for everybody here, including these two non-attentive listeners over here. All right, you're here for a reason. Forget that doggone phone. Look over here. We do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week. We do them between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do them is in the white letters, and if you can read the King's English, we want you to participate. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.